KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. The old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
In just a bit, we have a story of what can happen to a fellow when he winds up, finally, in that big market he so desperately wants and even more desperately needs. Right now, though, it's time to stop down for a little
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by Jack Daniels and Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. The Big 12 basketball tournament rages on at the AAC.
Greg, as we speak, right now, you can go to Texas Tickets and get a great seat right now.
Tonight at the Majestic, Ron White.
Right, the great Ron White.
Right. Ron White.
Get a ticket. Majestic. Texas Tickets. Ron White.
And today through Sunday, Tough
Heedeman.
Tough
Heedeman.
Tough Heedeman bull riding.
Great.
I'm so scared, baby.
There's a great article on Tough Heedeman, written by Jan Hubbard today in the morning news. You need to check it out.
I thought you hated Jan Hubbard.
I don't hate Jan Hubbard.
What'd you say there?
I know he hates me, but I don't hate him. But he wrote a great column today, or a great article on Tough Heedeman. Check it out. You're talking about a tough guy.
Well, that's his first name.
That's what I mean. He's a tough guy.
Well, Texas Tickets has tickets and great seats to all of these events. The Big 12 basketball tournament, Ron White, the great Ron White, and Tough Heedeman bull riding. 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. So, let's say we get a little flashlight going here. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to the most abrasive, over-the-top personality, who really enjoyed what Texas Landing Cattle brought up here today.
You did.
Thank you for the salmon, Texas Landing Cattle. I owe you.
Cobra.
I owe
I'm so
you.
Scared, baby.
You love salmon and Ron White.
I am scared right now, baby.
I'm so scared, baby.
No, me too.
I want a man to hold me and say that to me. It would be very comfortable.
Oh,
come over here and sit on my lap. I'll do it.
So scared, baby.
just kind of nibble on my ear and say that. I'm so scared,
baby.
Come over here, I'll do it.
Not you, you freak. Britney Spears has signed a deal with Elizabeth Arden to develop her own.
So scared, baby.
Her own line of scent and makeup products.
Britney who?
Spears. What kind of question is that? Madonna who? She says,
what do you mean Madonna who?
Well, that's the stupid question you asked. You know any other famous Britneys?
Murphy.
Yeah.
Murphy.
Foster.
There's one.
Don't you join in on this.
Fox.
Yeah, see there?
Britney Fox. What did she sing?
It's a band.
It's a band.
Oh. Were they a metal band?
Yeah.
Oh, did you ever cover them, Danny?
Uh-uh.
You ever had a Britney Fox tribute band?
Kick it.
Sahara Rain didn't do any Britney Fox?
I'm so scared, baby.
I'm so scared, baby.
Be a great metal song.
Britney says, I love perfumes and cosmetics, and I am so excited to develop
Britney who?
My own line with Elizabeth Arden.
Britney who?
Spears.
Spears!
She will reportedly be involved at every level of the line's development to ensure that the products ooze her personality. You know what a lie that is?
What?
What I just said, Greg.
Well, I know. What's the lie?
What other lie? What other lie would there be? The lie that I just said.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
What is
about.
Wrong with you two?
There's not, hey, you know what?
Nothing.
Cobra. Don't say that to me. I mean, what's a lie?
What flight off the handle
for here? That she's going to be there? That she's
going to
be
on vacation.
That she's going to be involved in every process? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Well,
when I say a sentence and I say, that is a lie, you don't have to question.
I didn't understand.
What?
I didn't understand what you were talking about. I mean, what's a lie?
Okay, well, don't fly off the handle. There's
you know
no
what?
Reason for that.
You know
yeah.
what?
Handle flyer?
I'm sorry to both of you. Grego, high five.
No, I'm not high-fiving you.
High five.
No.
Come on, Mike.
Give him some skin. Come on, man.
Don't leave him hanging.
Come on, E.T., don't point your finger over there. Give me a little bit.
Give him a little.
If I touch you, give me a good one.
If I touch you, it's going to be my foot
against your nuts.
We're going to sit on his lap. Let him nibble on your ear.
Rubbing tenderly, you mean?
Oh, what's a high five for partners?
No, it'll be a kick right in the nuts.
I'm so scared.
I thought you meant like nuts footsie.
By the way, that failed Britney Spears record that we talked about has now sold 5 million of its copies.
That's amazing.
That's outsold Nora Jones.
Well, it's been out for a while.
It's been out 3 years.
Not really. All I'm saying is she ain't going away. She ain't going anywhere. You guys want to make a high-five tribute to that? No?
No.
Well, guess.
Britney who?
Barbara Streisand is this close to signing on with Meet the Fockers, the sequel to Meet the Parents. Mm. She will play. We've had this story before. There was a rumor mill going around, a rumor going around in the mill about her playing Ben Stiller's mother and Dustin Hoffman playing his father. Dustin has signed up, and now they say that Barbara is very close. She's a good actress. Say what you want about her music or whatever, but Prince of Tides, good movie.
Good movie.
Funny Girl.
Beating.
Good movie.
Main event.
The Exorcist 2, good movie.
A Star is Born.
Yentl, high five me.
She's overrated.
NASCAR. She was great in
NASCAR, the movie, starring Barbara Streisand.
I agree. She is a good actress.
Yeah.
She was great in Prince of Tides.
And you know what?
And there's nothing wrong with that movie.
Let me just tell you something while I'm looking at you.
She's over 55.
Not that bad.
Nope. Certainly is not.
And could have it. Don't want it. Could have it. Mm. I'll call her, though, someday when I need it. I don't need it now, okay?
No, you may.
Mel Gibson says he is ready to make Lethal Weapon 5 to follow up The Passion of the Christ.
That's a departure.
Wait, why don't he just stop acting? You know what his take is going
to
be?
He needs to be like George Michael. He doesn't need any more money. He should make movies for free.
You know what they said today?
He should make Bible movies for the rest of his life.
On the Today Show, how much money he's going to make off this, what his net take, they're predicting right now, is going to be.
$1 million.
That's a lot. Between $350 and $400 million to him. Him. It's the biggest payout in the history of film.
You know what I hope he does? I hope he does a lot of good with that money. I hope he tithes it properly.
I guarantee that church he goes to will be extra kick-ass. With neon signs and like the baddest priest in all the land. Like a kung fu priest.
He would take like 300 pounds of cash to church with him. Put it in the communion plate when it comes around, force somebody to carry it down the aisle.
A kung fu priest?
Yeah.
Yeah, like one that can just...
A ninja.
Yeah.
Who's
dressed in ninja gear with the priest collar, so you always know whose side he's on. But you're scared of him.
He's just a great preacher and he can kick anybody's ass.
Think about it. The movie writes itself.
With nunchucks and throwing stars.
Right.
He delivers the message of the Lord.
If you take a little cat nap, you might get a throwing star right in the face.
That's right.
Or maybe if you're at Mass, Mike, and you're laughing at the priest.
Like you often do.
Like you often tell me you do.
Right.
No, I don't.
Nunchuck right in the balls.
I don't.
And if you don't tithe enough?
Yeah, if you don't tithe enough.
Throwing star.
Yeah. Other eye. All I'm saying is it's a good idea.
And on either side of the church, there will be branches with fire on the end and a pterodactyl sitting on each one.
What a great church. Ninja Beer Shank will be presiding over today's sermon.
With Sin say Deacon Ken.
Welcome to our dojo. David Crosby says, said, 2 weeks before he was arrested.
He says it too.
2 weeks before he was arrested on pot and gun charges, that he was through with drugs. He told a Maryland newspaper, I hadn't been tempted by that stuff for 15 years. Now, I'm thinking that he meant the hard stuff, not pot.
That's a gateway drug.
Opiate! He's 70.
Thanks, Nancy.
Yeah. Mom.
Just say no.
Hey, he's right, it is.
You start with a joint, and the next thing you know, you're shooting...
Ecstasy!
Booze. Shooting booze and heroin.
That's right.
Boy, parents need to get a better grip on that.
On what?
On talking drugs to their kids.
Don't drink booze, and don't hang out with dopers.
Because they just don't know the lingo, nope. and that is the classic cliche line.
Have you taken pot?
That marijuana is a gateway drug.
It is. It is.
How do you guys know? Dopies?
Because I read
it. They taught me that in school.
And what is a gateway drug? So is alcohol, then.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Right.
And what if you just start out with heroin? What's that?
You're going back your way down.
Work your way down to alcohol?
Work your way down to 3-2 beer.
By the way, he's out on $3,500 worth of bail money. And he faces 75 years in prison.
Are you serious?
No, he's not going to jail for pot.
And guns?
Yeah. Is he on probation?
You can't have guns and weed together.
I think he's been out of jail
for... time.
Yeah, but probation ends.
I think he served all of his time, too.
I think guns are good.
Oh. No, you have no problem with him owning a gun. Michael Jackson says when he flies on private jets, which is everywhere, he orders the same thing for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
What, a fourth grader?
Why didn't you laugh at that, Mike? It was funny.
I didn't laugh at it either.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
A little late. Don't worry about it. It's funny. Still never. Funny. Wait, issue the line.
I'm not doing it. Just move on.
No, I'm going to issue the line again, and then we'll see if Mike can laugh at it. Michael Jackson orders the same thing for breakfast, lunch, and dinner whenever he flies on private jets.
What, a fourth grader?
Nice work.
Thank you.
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
KFC.
Really?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Original or crispy?
He demands the Colonel's original chicken breast to go with his mashed potatoes, corn, and biscuits with spray butter.
I hate corn.
You'd think he would eat a little bit healthier than that.
Yeah, but that really helps out his naturally beautiful skin. The chicken oil.
It helps suppress the vitiligo that he's stricken with.
Right.
You a fan of Kentucky Fried Chicken, Corby?
You know what? When I used to eat meat, there's nothing wrong with KFC.
I'm telling you right now, I love it.
Yeah. Great. When I was a meat eater, that was high cotton. Now, I used to love my grandmother's and my aunt's homemade fried chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every time they'd come to town, it was fried chicken fried steak.
Mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Green beans.
Yes.
Mm. Oh, man, that's wonderful.
Fried anything, man. Old people love it. Liza Minnelli and David Guest were offered millions of dollars to fight their divorce on a TV reality show. And they almost took it. By the way, I saw Liza Minnelli on the Today Show this morning with her sister Lorna Luft.
Hot.
I can't imagine a woman going further south than her in a 15-year span. Liza Minnelli. Like, the way she's never been a hottie or anything. I mean, she's had a good body because of her dancing days and everything. But that mutt face of hers. And she has trouble speaking now because she's been so doped up for so long, like her mother. Shirley Temple?
No. No, her mother's Judy Garland.
Right. But she can barely speak.
I thought it was mostly from booze.
Booze?
It may be from booze, but she can't. She has a hard time speaking.
Right.
You know?
Well, she sounds okay on that show on Fox, Arrested Development. She has a recurring role on that.
She does?
Yeah, she didn't stumble too bad.
That show's still on.
I thought she was hot, like in her younger days.
Yeah.
When she was,
didn't she win an Oscar?
Yeah, for Cabaret.
Yeah. Royale?
I thought she was great looking. Unbelievable body.
Yeah, nice legs. I thought she was good looking in Arthur. And,
yeah.
And funny in Arthur. Sometime after that, maybe Arthur 2. Arthur 2 on the rocks. I think maybe she started going south then. As did Dudley Moore, by the way. I think booze got the better of Dudley, too.
Booze?
Didn't he die? He's dead.
Oh, yeah.
Years ago.
Did he die of booze?
Probably. All right. That's,
what? What else? Wow. What else?
That
is not a good way to end the last day of the week before we go on vacation. That E-News pretty much sucked.
I thought it was tremendous.
He's out of stories, too.
I'm really not.
Ryan?
David Guest, by the way, this is a funny ending to E! News. He claims that he has to have...
He's a big capper. We'll see.
All right, if you like this story, will you give me a high five?
No, I don't give high fives.
A dab.
Okay?
Give him a dab,
no,
man.
I just I don't give high fives.
Give
no,
him a,
buddy.
Give him a tender hug.
Give him the nut footsie again.
Yeah.
How about you? If you like this story, you high five me? Give me a little,
no.
Give me a little skin, a little
no.
Love?
If I like this story, what I'll do is I'll give you a hug and grab your butt.
I'll mess up your hair. That's what I'll do.
I don't want either.
Okay, well then you better hope it's not a good story, because if it is, butt grabbage by me.
David Guest claims that he has to have 80 pain-killing injections every 4 weeks. And will have to undergo plastic surgery for the permanent injury she caused him. Because he says that she beat him. And has left him with lasting injuries. Bitch.
Michael.
Okay, the story sucked. Well, screw me.
So who was this guy?
Liza Minnelli's husband.
Hey, who's he supposed to marry?
Huh?
Didn't he...
Liza Minnelli!
No. Someone else. Here recently.
Ace Frehley?
I think it was Ace Frehley.
Lena Brittany? Horne?
Brittany?
Brittany who?
Just go. Just go, man.
That's it?
It is 10
That's
after.
That's all we're going to get from you?
It is 10 after. I'll tell you what, Holmes.
Whoa.
All right, don't Holmes me.
We'll make it better next time, okay? Next Monday in surprise.
Give Grego a hug.
Come here, Greg.
Big huggy bear.
Hug me, I'll grab your nuts. Doesn't bother me one bit. And when I get a hold of them... I'm like
a turtle. Just wait to see what I'm going to do to him.
I'm like a turtle. I'm not going to let go till lightning strikes. So if you want to risk that.
All I want's a high five, you know?
Come on.
Whatever.
You're going to have to let him go to eat.
You guys are going to look funny going through the airport with Grego latched onto your nuts like that.
All right, I guess that's E! News for today. Coming
Take
up
care,
next,
Snake.
There is a guy who... just couldn't wait to get to that big market, but now that he's there, I wonder how much fun he's having today. We'll get to that next here on The Ticket.